This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up in 20 minutes at 9:20, Jones and Keefe at 10. This is Tim from Natick. Tim, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, everybody. Listen, the surprising thing about Belichick and Jordan is for 25 years, he's been the man behind the curtain, not letting us see anything. So it's so surprising that this is happening. And to me, this is his decision to let her lead the charge and all this is an even worse decision than Bob Kraft letting his 20-something-year-old girlfriend convince him to do that audition tape back in the day.
That's a great point, though.
Back then, we mocked Kraft
mercilessly for that, how silly that was, how bizarre it was, how out of character it was, well, at least we thought, back then.
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a guy who I think the majority of the region has trusted when it came to making the right decision in most areas of the football team, had incredible success with it, and then just makes what is such a bold, wrong decision that it is shocking to you, and doubles down on it like he did with Michael Strahan this morning.
Right. I mean, I played for the guy, and I'm like, what the hell? Who is this guy? Who kidnapped Bill Belichick and took over his body? You know, and but I get it when you start to think with, you know, if, when you start to allow something to cloud your judgment, and we all know what that something is, and, you know, that's how guys are. Yeah. My mother used to say it, don't think with your small head.
But he certainly didn't allow Linda to do that. I mean, he certainly
said that about Santo, you guys would be like, oh, he's got a small penis. Wiggy says it, and it's just
no. You know what I'm saying, Courtney? You know, as a guy, you kind of like, you know, don't let that cloud your judgment. And guys tend to, you know, forget about their better judgment and think, you know, with the other brain.
Yeah,
I just don't think they tend to do it. Maybe I'm wrong, after making like years into their lives. Like, I mean, he met her on an airplane.
Right.
Like, you know, she, from my perspective, might disagree with Courtney's. That's fine. She saw the opportunity that was in front of her and has tried to take full advantage of it. And it's weird that he hasn't figured it out yet.
She's definitely taking full advantage of it. Yeah. I agree with you that she's seen a business opportunity here and she's jumped in. I'm just giving it could be a different meeting than we think. And that's all I was saying was that they could have met in a different way. They could have been friends first. They could have, you know, worked together in some capacity, and then it could turn into something romantic.
Right. This is DJ from Rhode Island. Hey, DJ.
Hey, just a thought. What if Belichick didn't didn't have a problem, hired Jordan to do all this stuff. Sure, she becomes part of it. I don't think he can fire her. I think they met well before she was of legal age.
Okay.
I think she has him by the balls now.
They met when she was 19 or something. So,
yeah, mm-hmm.
That's what everybody tells you they met. There's no proof that they met for the first time sitting on that plane, right?
Well, I mean, now you don't have proof that they met when she was under 18. If we're going to be fair,
and
well,
you don't.
But why would Belichick keep her around at this point?
Because I think he thinks she does a good
job.
Other
than the fact that if they break up, she's going to absolutely bury him with the information she has on him.
Or
because
he doesn't want to break up with her.
I can see that she's still in the relationship with this guy.
If he's happy and he doesn't want to break up with her, like that could be the easiest reason why she's still around.
But I think it's because he thinks she's doing a good job for him, right? I think he looks at it and says, she's helped me out. He said it on the... Well, on the Strahan interview, she helped me out. And if they were to break up, who knows? Maybe he still thinks she's good enough to work for him if they're no longer together. Like you brought up Linda, how is she still works for him in some capacity with the foundation. I think that he looks at this situation right now and feels like Jordan is helping him with his Belichick production or Belichick brand, because I think that's more what it is. Like, your brand, I'm helping you with that.
But how is his brand doing?
Curtis, I agree with you.
In terms of what we all viewed Bill Belichick, people that disagreed with decisions he made and people that did.
Right.
There was no questioning his unbelievable, remarkable, godlike dedication to sticking to not creating storylines, telling people less than what they need to hear, understanding situations.
In the building at 4 a.m. every day, Curtis, sleeping there when he needed to.
Right. Modern-day Lombardi. That was the international view of Bill Belichick.
Right.
But I think Bill has realized that Jordan is not good at PR and managing the media side of the interviews, clearly, and that's why he's brought in somebody else to deal with that. But she was never a title of his PR person. Her title was COO of Belichick Productions, and it seems like that's still the case.
So what is she good at?
I have no idea, but that's her. She's chief operating officer of Belichick Productions. She was never listed as PR manager for Bill Belichick, nothing like that. I think he blurred the lines there, which was a massive mistake, and we all saw it when it was CBS Sunday morning, whatever. And
wait,
so
but
now,
right after CBS Sunday morning, Julian Edelman, Nikki Glaser, and others went to the defense of Jordan, I believe at the behest of Jordan, and said that this happens all the time with PR people. They jump in. She was acting in a PR role in
Correct.
That interview.
Yeah, which was wrong, and now she's not. So, clearly he thinks she's still valuable to him in whatever capacity the COO of Belichick Productions is, but the PR position was taken away from her and given to somebody who was qualified.
And I think part of Belichick Productions
is
his social media page.
I don't think she's. I don't think her duty is running his social media.
I think that's probably
what she's qualified for.
Right, but that's part of.
Does she present the monthly P&L to him?
Probably
as the COO.
Craig,
and is Johnny Egan the COO of Greg Hill Productions?
No,
he should be.
But I bet Johnny Egan is probably part of the Greg Hill security detail in some form.
I don't need a security
detail. Well, you never know. And it's like nowadays we all know it to be true in today's society. Hey, it's for tax purposes. Create your own company, Bill. You probably get some stuff. Post some stuff on social media.
I don't think
media.
That's why he did that. I think she hypnotized him.
Of course she did.
And talked him into that he needed to start his own production company and that she would be the perfect person to run it.
And I agree with you 150%.
That doesn't mean that he had to do it. And that is what is so shocking about the whole thing.
But the first thing you said, she hypnotized him.
She did.
And that's why he's doing it.
Biggie rejoined?
Biggie rejoined. Definitely hypnotized. But I agree with you, Greg. 150% she hypnotized him and said, hey, Bill, let me run this. And he said, all right, sure.
Jackson, is Brandon still there?
Yes, he is.
All right. Brandon, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my phone call. I'll be quick, not long. So we're talking about the Celtics. You talk about shredding salaries. So, you know, I would like to see a new scenery. So for me, I'm doing a straight-up trade. Jaylen Brown for Trae Young. We need somebody that's box office here because of Tatum's out. I think Trae Young gives you the flexibility to move other people around, like Peyton Pritchard, Holiday, Al Horford, Porzingis. We're talking about a guy that averages 24-plus points per game. His field goal average is 40-plus, 11-plus assists. I think he's not afraid of the moment. He takes all the pressure off the offense. You know, and with that being said, you know, you can get rid of Sam Hauser, and I'd like to see guys like, you know, Drew Peterson step up. But I think, you know, it's time for Jaylen Brown to spread his wings. He has the Atlanta connection. He has his music, his fashion. I think that's a good place for him, and he can run that organization, and then you'll have Trae Young here, and you can build around him in JT, man. I think that's a good move.
Okay.
I can see what he's saying as far as the point guard element, but I don't know if the organization looks at Trae Young and Jaylen Brown being similar in value. You know what I mean? Maybe they want more. They might say, all right, you're going to have to give us Trae Young. And then they have another young player down there. I forget his name. I think he's a big. Like, they're going to have to maybe potentially throw in more for a guy like Jaylen Brown. I think that's the way they're going to view it. You know, you're not going to just trade Jaylen.
Would you at least agree that it appears they are going to have to and they want to dump salary? Would you agree?
Yes, I would agree with that.
And, okay.
And I don't know how.
You don't think that what happens tonight or Monday night, if that happens, or the Lord willing, they somehow get to the finals,
yep.
You don't think that has anything to do with the decision that Billy Chisholm and Wick Grosbeck will make?
No. I still think they're going to want to dump salary. The question.
Either way.
Yeah, either way.
They should dump salad. Yucky.
The question just becomes, whose salary is it? Is it Jaylen Brown or is it the other three, which is Derek White, Porzingis, and Drew Holiday, which have big salaries? Is it those three or is it Jaylen Brown? Because I think you can still, and I don't know, I'm not the basketball cap guy to talk to, but I would think that they would probably say we'd rather keep Jaylen and Jason and build around that.
How do you shed salary if you have to get the same salary back in a trade?
I don't know. So that's the question that I'm kind of confused with. So why is Shams and all these other people telling us they have to move guys because they need to get rid of money?
Well, they're saying that because they're being told that by the Celtics that they're going to do it, and they're priming the fans to be ready for it. I just don't know how it works in
right,
practice.
But and Doug and I were going back and forth with this. Like, he's saying if you shed $28 million of Derek White's salary,
you got to bring back
$28 million back in. So then
then let's stay pat.
Yeah, but I'm like, well, then why are all these basketball experts saying, oh, the Celtics are going to have to do something afterwards to get under the, you know, to knock that number that they're going to have to pay down? So there has to be something by dumping salaries that happens for them. I don't know that part of it because I don't understand the whole cap. So that's something that we'd have to get. But they're going to have to do something, Greg. I agree with you. And they will do something no matter what.
All right. We are going to get to your Hill Notes coming up in just a little bit. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. We have game 6 tonight at MSG against the Knicks. Tip is at 8 p.m. Injury report is just Jason Tatum. The NBA playoff games last night, the Nuggets tied the series up with the Thunder in game 6, so they're headed to a game 7 in Oklahoma City. The Red Sox back in action tonight at Fenway, taking on the Braves at 7:10. First pitch with Garrett Crochet taking the mound opposing Chris Sale. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. As for NHL playoff games last night, the Jets keep their series alive with the Stars. Dallas leads that series 3-2, and Carolina wins the series with Washington in 5 games. As for the PGA Championship, Johnny Vegas leads the way after day one at 7 under. Ryan Gerard is the top American on the leaderboard at 5 under. And that was brought to you by the 99. The lobster rolls are back at the Nines. Visit your local 99 today and try their famous colossal lobster rolls. 100% North Atlantic lobster piled high on grilled brioche, served hot buttered or just the right amount of mayo and celery with fries and coleslaw. You gotta love the Nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 70 degrees in Boston, mostly cloudy skies, afternoon high approach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We are, before we get out of here, we're going to get the Hill Notes, and they are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, you better call Coleman.
Trick. Coleman!
It's electric!
Things are falling apart here. That last break really stressed me out, man.
We can hear it.
You're crushing
it.
Yep.
All right.
We
ready?
Yeah. Oh, we're ready.
My guy, Jackson. He rules. Coco, you my homegirl. What's up? Wiggy, my guy, Wagwan. Just want to say that there's no hidden accents going on. No fake voices. It just shows that this small community is growing. And there's only one reason that this small community is growing. Because there's more than one of us. And that reason is because Shime still stinks.
Hopefully he's listening wherever he is this morning. He's where did he go? New Jersey for the show? Is that what he
Atlantic
said?
Atlantic City?
Maryland, I thought
Maryland.
It was.
Maryland for the rock concert. Yeah. All right. Shine back in time. Shine's back in time for
wasn't
the
wasn't this the one he went to and it got canceled?
Correct.
I don't remember. But it was very important that he be there.
Right.
It was
if,
nice.
You,
today.
If you could see OAR live, you drive 10 hours for it.
Yes. Sold out.
For a second there, I thought Wiggy was about to bust into his Who Shot You diss track this morning. Yo, turn the microphones up. Turn them up. As we proceed, turn them all the way up. Turn them up.
Who shot you? Separate the weak from the obsolete.
Wow, good job.
Born in these Brooklyn streets.
You were.
Yes, you were.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. You have a good rap voice, actually.
Yeah, but I can't rap worth a lick. So well, I'd have to...
You,
I'd
it, Not like, I'm not saying battle rap, but could you write some lyrics?
I can write, but it's hot. You got to be really talented to catch the beat.
Mm. F-free world, 313.
I've been a long time listener on the radio only on 93.7. I've never seen any of you. I finally saw a picture of Coco. You're a smoke show. They gotta call you Smoko.
Ooh. Wow, that's very nice.
Ooh,
thank you.
Do you like it?
I do.
Smoko.
I mean, I'll take that.
Yeah. Well, you really enjoyed yourself this week down here.
I did. I got a lot of color, which I love, and it was a perfect week. And I said this to you last year too. It's a testament to you how many great people you bring together. Like, I think it's hard when a lot of people don't know each other, and it's a really, really great event. So a great week.
And
great
Courtney, punch. That yes. call just reminded made me aware of something. If you remove the second C of your name, you're COO.
Oh,
yes, you are.
There we go.
Yes, you are.
Call me, Bill. Mm-hmm.
I won't work late, cause I'm a millennial. I need some sun, gotta smell the perennials. So I hit up Santos, say pack my bags, hon. I need a ride, bring me to Logan. Now I gotta go, gotta leave the show, so I call up Santo. Meet me on the street, I'm headed to the beach, it's that flex day Coco. Can't zip up my bag, gotta catch a plane, hurry up now Santo. Hanging with the bride, sitting poolside, it's that flex day Coco.
That's pretty good. I'd listen to that. That's a top 5 hit.
You enjoy it?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey Wiggy, don't let those clowns over there from the South Shore grill you on your clothing from the 1990s. Come on, man. You know the North Shore has all the style. The South Shore, they got nothing. They got bar pizza, which is junk. So, you know, don't let those clowns, Greg, who's wearing his little lobster claw shorts and his boat shoes, grill you. Come on now. North Shore has all the style.
Well,
yeah, we do have the styles up on the North
true,
Shore.
You do. I think before the trip, you went shopping at Tello's.
Oh, Tello's was the spot back in the day.
And got yourself those shorts that you're wearing.
Yeah, today. I mean, listen, shorts are in, brother.
You look good.
Yep.
Wiggy, I'm with you, man. Curtis, who's never once played a sport at a competitive level in his entire life, doesn't realize that weekend hacks that would love to take a shot on a professional in an Olympic setting like that. He just doesn't get it, man.
Yeah, okay, give me an example of it happening. I mean, every year in the Olympics, there are awful teams that play world-class athletes, whether it's in hockey, basketball. Give me one example.
Yeah, but they're professional athletes, Curtis. Like,
what are you talking about?
The hockey athletes, like, if a,
every international team in the Olympics is a professional?
Right.
No, they play in professional leagues.
But, Wiggy, you're not going to get Scorbeans making the Olympics. It's the Olympics. I don't care what country you're representing. It's still the Olympics.
So take it. Give me a team like Germany that they have no professional football over there. These are just weekend warriors.
We actually had a great BC football player, Kasim Adebali, who went and played in the NFL, and he was from Germany.
Yeah, you get one player. So
okay.
Vollmer. But the problem is there's no professional leagues over there. Like the basketball players, the hockey players, there are great professional basketball leagues that they play overseas in other countries. So those guys are professional athletes. These are guys that are just looking to make a name for themselves.
Right, but give me one example other than Tonya Harding where you've had an athlete with some goon taking them out in any event.
I'm not saying a goon. You're missing the point. I'm talking about the people that are going to be competing are just going to be weekend warriors.
You keep saying weekend warriors. So how do you make it to the Olympics if you're a weekend warrior?
On a flag football team, I guarantee you probably just get, 14 guys that in Germany and say, who wants to play for the national
you
team?
You are so wrong
Stop
about
it.
That.
This is not the gymnastics or other events where these national teams, this is what they train for. In other countries, they don't have a flag football league in Europe.
But using your logic, a nation that doesn't like football, doesn't play football, is going to send someone to get somebody that they don't know about?
No, they're just going to have open tryouts over there. I'm trying to explain it to somebody that doesn't have a clue. It's open tryouts.
In case you missed it, this was Courtney's lead this morning. The NFL is the owners will vote on NFL players being eligible for the Olympics.
Yes.
And Curtis and Courtney are very much in favor of it. Wiggy is not so much. So
yeah, I just think that because you're going to be going up against guys that they're just out there to probably make a name for themselves. This is not something that they do professionally overseas. There's no overseas European or leagues that guys can play in that are from that country that can make a living like in other sports.
But yet somebody like Patrick Mahomes mm-hmm. is very interested in representing his country. And now I would say that it has to be the Summer Olympics, so that means you're missing a portion of training camp in July, right?
Yes, you'll miss the beginning.
And probably. Why do you want to risk that? You know, I get Mahomes because he's a quarterback, like want to do it. But if you're a skilled player, running back or a wide receiver, I don't know if you really want to risk playing in a seven or a flag football team for the USA.
All right, Jackson, go ahead.
Okay, kids, nothing says elimination game quite like Wiggy.
They've had their elimination games in the past. They've had their
Doug, can you turn Wiggy up, please?
Check me out.
If you could, please.
They've had their elimination games in the past, Courtney.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little world salad every now and then.
Uh-huh. Nope. No, it's off. You know, it can happen at any time.
It sounded like a goon went after your voice and tried to make a name for himself.
It happens to all of us. We stumble over words.
Good morning, The Greg Hill Show. Greg, I've been listening to you for 33 years. You know what? I agree with almost everything you say. But you know what I've noticed in the last maybe 5 years since you joined WEEI? Is you're starting to get very grouchy towards your fellow employees, to listeners. I don't know if that's coming with age, but you need to take a long, long vacation. But stop being grouchy to Wiggy, to Jackson, to Shine, to Courtney. Come on, Greg. Love you, man.
I could try to be less grouchy.
No.
I mean, it could be an old man thing. I have no idea.
It's the hours.
I don't think you're that grouchy. I think that you're just passionate about certain things that you like.
Yeah. Greg, can I give a quick show recommendation for you guys if you're looking for something on the short flight?
Yes.
The American Manhunt Osama Bin Laden on Netflix is spectacular.
Really?
It is behind the scenes with CIA operatives about the events after 9/11, what led to it, the interview that was conducted in the 90s with Bin Laden. I thought I had everything on it, and man, I loved George Bush after 9/11. I thought he did a great job, but he butchered the response, and it's just enraging how close we were to capturing Bin Laden before he got into Pakistan. It is an excellent three-part series on Netflix if you're looking for it.
How long is it?
Just like a little less than 3 hours.
All right, I'm going to need some help downloading it.
I can do it. It's very, very easy.
Okay.
And it's quick.
Okay.
You guys, I just got it behind the scenes. Water just started pouring through onto Greg and Wiggy.
I am
trying to get a video.
I just don't want to get electrocuted.
Yeah,
the roof, it's not.
Be careful with the toaster.
It's not watertight, the roof, unfortunately.
Yeah, that toaster.
Oh, the toaster.
Yes,
my Lord, that thing is still plugged in and pouring into it.
Be careful with that.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, boy. All right. We're going to need to check the warranty on this baby.
Be careful flying in that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it might be a bumpy ride, Wiggs.
Yeah.
Well, they said 5 minutes, so.
What's next?
Welcome to Curtis, Shine, and Coco's We Know Nothing About Sports moment of the day. Today's moment comes from Coco. Joe Cardona, he was a leader in the locker room. First of all, Coco, the team sucks. Second of all, the guy has said nothing of any value in 2 years. But once again, we appreciate you with your Coco's knows nothing about sports moment of the day.
Thank you very much. No, I actually know Joe Cardona pretty well, and so sorry that we can all hold people's water for people that we're friends with. That's what I'm trying to do for my friend. So thanks. If you think I don't know anything about sports, that's on you. Joe Cardona, good friend, and very sad to see him go.
They'll utilize him. He's not in Miami now, right?
And also getting rid of him a week before his wedding, also kind of an SE move.
Oh.
Jackson here with another white chick. If you're looking to find the newest TV sitcoms and dramas on network television, simply start by heading to Costco. You'll find in the books and literature aisle a paperback version of TV Guide. Give you great ideas. For instance, I am currently watching season one of Grey's Anatomy. No spoiler alerts, please. Also, there's Knee Slap of TV out there with a viral clip show, America's Funniest Home Videos, and a hilarious new cartoon comedy, The Simpsons. See what trouble Bart gets himself into if you tune in on Fox.
He is excellent.
Yeah,
he is so good.
I would tell you, yeah. Is that it, Jackson?
Or we got you got a couple more if you want to.
All right, go ahead.
All right, don't get rained
Courtney,
on.
I love you, but just because you're in Bermuda doesn't mean you have to drink like you're in Cancun and you're 18 years old. You're screwing up more this morning than I've ever heard you screw up. Get your bleep together.
Jeez. Mm.
I actually didn't drink really much last night, so I feel great this morning. But thanks.
Good morning, good morning. Guys, let me just let you in on the biggest secret you will find out. I know someone who knows Jordan very personally, very closely. From what I have gathered for intel and from what I know personally, she is very earthy crunchy. So that would explain why she has Mr. William Belichick doing yoga, probably using aluminum-free deodorants and saving the environment by not recycling his shirts. That explains the scrape. Love you guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. All right, that'll do it. Those are today's Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
Coleman!
It's electric!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Are limping. Greg Hill Show had a 30-year run on WEEI. Today, the Chris Curtis Show is born, or as Jackson put it, the 50 Cent Show, Curtis Jackson. So we are here in Boston. Bermuda is under attack. I don't know what's happening there. They have lost all power. We will let you know if and when we hear back from them. The man, the myth, the legend, Adam Jones, is entering the studio. What an odd couple days, just an hour ahead, the Greg golfing without shoes, the Courtney, you got Wiggy dancing. Jones is here for the crossover before Jones and Keefe. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
What's going on, guys?
Well, not too much. Thank you for popping in. So, you and I have known each other a very long time.
Yep.
I am curious as to what you think for this bit, for our job. What is the best outcome with this Celtics season right now?
Oh, they go on a run.
Right.
And they go on a run without Tatum, and they go to, I mean, I think they can go to the NBA Finals, but at least come back against the Knicks. That would be the best outcome for sure.
I agree. What is the prediction tonight? What do you think happens?
They win.
Oof.
You don't think so?
I hope so. I think if they win tonight, they're winning the series. I think there is going to be, like, Cornette's not going to be that good. There's going to, if they start the way they started in game five, they lose tonight.
I totally agree with that. If they start, because the Knicks were in that game for it was tied at halftime. The
right.
Knicks were winning after the first quarter. So I agree with that. The Celtics have to start better than they started on the road. Yeah.
Yeah. Greg, you here?
Huh? Oh, they're back.
Huh?
You said they were back?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Greg.
Huh?
We're here. We're just trying to set everything up still.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you guys were back. All right. Well, Courtney, what do you think happens tonight?
I think that the Celtics win. I think we're going to go back for a game seven, bring it home. I've been on that from the beginning. I think that we get a big game out of Jaylen Brown. I do hope we get a more animal-like instinct from him from the beginning. I know he started off a little bit slow in game five. But, yeah, I'm thinking big night for Pete Pritch. D. White, I think, gives us another big one, but Jaylen Brown leads the way.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be the tickets. I haven't checked today, Jones, but yesterday they were like 15,000 per courtside seat.
Man.
It's going to be one of those, like, 8 o'clock start. Everybody in New York thinks they're better than they are. The Celtics are a better team talent-wise, even without Tatum.
Okay. Do you think any of that works against New York, though?
Like, yes.
All the celebrities yes. there, the fans are ready to go. It's $15,000 for courtside tickets, and the pressure's on New York. Like, I could see that blowing up in their face.
Totally. And the Knicks are not comfortable in these spots. They're the anti-Yankee fan. They've never won. Even we had Kostos on a couple days ago. He's like, I don't hate the Knicks celebrity fans because at least they go and they suck every year. It's going to be an interesting crowd tonight. I think Mazzulla, do you agree with me that Mazzulla appears to be energized without Tatum?
Yeah. Like, oh, he was a maniac the other night. I mean, even more so than normal, but he was a maniac the other night, yeah.
Are you going to get Keefe's keys today?
No keys. We could have got keys to game six. We didn't do it.
Oh.
We'll do keys to the next round, though, when the Celtics advance.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Anything else coming up today, Jonesy?
Let's see. We got the week in review. We'll do that at 12:45. We got the Friday four-pack, so four questions. We'll do some of the Bill Jordan stuff, too. There wasn't a ton in that GMA interview, but we'll do some of the Bill Jordan
What's
stuff.
What's the off-ramp in this? Like, how does this end? Do you think Bill coaches in North Carolina? What do you think this next chapter for Bill, how does it conclude?
I think he coaches this year. Probably doesn't do very well because he hasn't coached well for a long time. And then they probably come to an agreement to go their separate ways.
Yeah, I think it's so bizarre. Every time I read, like, when do you remember when Mike Reese came out and legitimized the reporting on Belichick's interest in North Carolina? That was as shocked as I've ever been at any story in my life that he went there. And since he's gone to North Carolina, it feels like everything gets worse.
It's crazy.
It's the most bizarre ending to a career I can ever remember in terms of historic, all-time great, making bad decision after bad decision after bad decision.
Right. Like, what's his name with Washington came back. And, you know, that went poorly on the field.
Right.
But it wasn't all of a sudden. Joe Gibbs. Yeah. I don't know why I blanked on that.
Yeah.
But when he came back, it went poorly on the field. He couldn't coach anymore. He was old and the game had passed him by. But that makes sense. He was an old man.
Right. And Dan Snyder was using him to sell tickets. Like, it was like, it doesn't cloud the fact that he won three Super Bowls with three quarterbacks.
Right. This is an old man who also completely lost it. The game passed him by. He went to college. He may not be able to work there.
His daughter-in-law is taunting him on social media.
He's turned into a punchline.
It is unbelievable. Well, Jones, I'll be listening as I do every day. Jones and Keefe, best midday show in Boston. Jackson, thank you.
It's been a bumpy ride, but, you know, we made it.
Hopefully the Greg Hill Show plane lands. No Ken and Curtis tomorrow, off this weekend, but the Greg Hill Show will be back Monday, hopefully, getting you ready for Game 7. Have a good weekend, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is.
Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.